with our parents. I assume we all have the bulletin. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name for the opportunity to be here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your favor, your goodness, your mercy upon each and every one of us. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. Father, we pray this morning that you have mercy upon each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Lord, we don't want to be here alone. Father, we ask for new grace so that we be doers of your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. So today is the last part of our topic, hearing from God. I say happy Father's Day to all our fathers in the house. I pray that the Almighty God will continue to inspire you and prosper the work of your hands in Jesus' name. So we're going to be talking about hearing from God, and I'm going to divert a bit. We're going to be talking about the men. You know, we are the men. We are the visionary in our family. We are the one who is supposed to take the leading. That is what the Bible says, because, you know, so that is why it's very important for us. I'm not talking that the women too, we need to hear from God, but it's more important for the dad. I remember when me and my husband, when we pray for something, say, oh, what did God, I will ask him, what did God say about it? Because I believe that he is the visionary, that God should speak to him. Then he will ask me, what about that? I said, you say your own first, praise the Lord. And it's very important for us to hear from God, because you know women now, if you don't hear properly and you do things, they will ask you, are you not the head? Are you not supposed to, you know, the people, women will start to question you. So that is why it's very important for us to hear and position ourselves in a situation where we'll be able to hear. And when we hear from God, we ask for the grace to do what he says. Praise the Lord. Remember last time, people individually, we have shared testimony about how God has spoken to them in the past, you know, important of hearing from God, what our attitude should be. We all know what our attitude should be when God is talking to us, that, you know, when God is talking to us, that we have to do it, and it's not partial obedience, it's complete. It has to be complete. So the same thing too, you know, the fathers in the house, you know, when God is telling you to do something, when God is telling you to move the family forward, you know, we should listen and do what God says. Completely, not partially, you know. Sometimes it can be very difficult, just like the people in the Bible too. So sometimes look at our perfect example, Abraham. You know, when God asked him to move, it was difficult because that is the place he's known. You know, sometimes it can be very difficult, but ours is to ask for grace. And I believe as we ask God for grace, God will give it to us in Jesus' name. So today, say we are going to look at how do I become a hearer. We all know. Let's look at our bulletin. It says, the starting point to hearing from God is to become a child of God by giving your life to Jesus Christ. Until then, you do not belong to the kingdom of God, and therefore you have no right to partake of the kingdom benefits. Let's quickly open our Bible to John 3, verse 3. John 3, 3. If you are there before me, it's a very popular one. You know, the young ruler who went to ask Jesus, what do I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Yes, sir.
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord. That is the first basic step. We have to be born again. You know, We have to be born again genuinely. It's not that we are born again this year, next year we are no more. We have, you know, some, there are some people who every time they constantly rededicate their life. We have to be born again genuinely, and we have to be doing, you know, not just being born again with mouth. We have to bear the fruit that we are born again, that we are of God. You know, we have to bear the fruit, and as we do so, begin to hear from God. That is the first step, you know, because if we are not a child of God, you say we cannot partake of the kingdom. We have no rights in the kingdom. So it's just like looking at it in the physical, in the worldly way. We have our father, the mother, and you have the children. You know, sometimes I'm not saying that it's not possible for us to do something for someone outside the family, but the people in your family take first priority. You understand that, because those are your primary responsibility. So we have to be part of the kingdom by being born again genuinely, and we have to bear the fruits. And God will help us in Jesus' name. He said, from the earth through the operation of the Spirit of God, ensuring that the will of God is done and around us, you know, that the will of God is done. You know, if we are a child of God, we want the kingdom of God to move forward. We'll not be the one who is going to be doing anything that is going to be against the kingdom of God. We want to see the work of God, you know, prospering. We want to see, you know, want to witness to people. We'll be happy when we see that the things of God are moving forward. We'll not be among the people that will be bringing the work of God backward. You know, how we can, you know, be criticizing, judging people, condemning people. You know, we'll not be, if we are genuinely born again, we have to see, because we are part of the kingdom, you know, because God has so loved us, he has called us, and he has called us into the kingdom of his dear son. So if we are part of it, we have to know that, you know, we know that the things of God will move forward, and we begin to hear from him. And when we hear from him, you know, our life will change, you know, things around us will change. You know, sometimes when we do things by ourselves, we don't hear from God, and sometimes God tells us to do something, we do the opposite. You know, look at the Israelites, a journey of how many days? How many days? How many years does it took them again? Years. Because they didn't, you know, God asked them to do something, they failed to do it. Our story will not be like that in Jesus' name. Say, after we have been born again, we must have a desire to hear from God. Let's quickly look at the book of Isaiah 44, verse 3. We have to have the desire.
To quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. Praise. And I'll pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your children.
Praise the Lord. You know, once we are a child of God, we are part of the kingdom of God, then he said that is the promise, that when he's going to be speaking to us, that is why it's very important for us to desire to, you know, so that we ask him to speak to us. And last week we talked about sin, that sin is the only thing that can hinder God from speaking to us, because God cannot withstand sin. We have to desire it, you know, cultivate the habit of separating ourselves. We all run a very tight schedule, I tell people, but still, if we, you know, some of us, there are these some of the favorite TV program that we like to watch. The same thing is the thing of the kingdom of God. You know, no matter where we are, am I right? We head home to watch that program. So the same thing applies to God's thing. We have to desire. We have to separate ourselves. Apart from the family Bible study, we have to do your own personal evangelism, your own personal revival, so that God will be, you desire that God will speak to you. I can tell you that if you separate yourself and just read the Bible, meditate upon the word of God, you know, we hear from him and we keep ourselves, you know, those things that we can do that we not let God speak to us, we keep away from it. I can tell you that God will definitely speak to us, because he has promised that he will pour his spirit upon us. Once you start to hear from God, you must learn to do his will and not grieve the Holy Spirit, or he may cease to speak to you. Yes, you know, we start hearing from God, we must learn to do it. You know, we remember the attitude of little Samuel. You know, say, speak, for thy servant heareth. You know, when God is speaking to us, we have to have, you know, a military attitude. You know, we have to do it quick. The things of God require urgent. You know, it has to be done. We can't say, oh, because God asked me to go somewhere today to go and vegetate, I'm going to state it tomorrow. No, it can't wait. As soon as you hear from God and it's very clear, we have to ask for the grace that God enable me, give me the grace to do it. And I can tell you, God will give you in Jesus' name. You know, when we grieve the Holy Spirit, you know, those things, when we start to blaspheme, when we start to, you know, when we start to do things we are not supposed to do, when we start to go to places we are not supposed to be, when we start to be in the company of people that we know that nothing positive can come out of them, that is grieving the Holy Spirit. God cannot speak to you. I remember a lady here once gave testimony that before she, God revealed things to her in the dream, that she's speaking tongue, that as far back as she met this lady, that things just change around for him, that God doesn't even speak to him, to her anymore, that because anytime she's in the company of this other woman, that they are always talking about people, condemning people. And since then, God has stopped speaking to him. He said it, she said it here. Then I think I said to her, I said, well, the thing is that you are, number one, you have to confront that person and let the person know that this was because I believe that it was the Spirit of God that was speaking to her, that look at where you were before, look at where you are now. And she traced it to the company of that lady. She said they would begin to talk about people from street to street in the church. They will start from the head to the bottom. And he said he just knew that she's going down. Then the pastor ministered to her. Then she started again. And we said to her that now that God is telling you, you go and talk to the other lady too, then that the two, that you have to seize the association of the company of that lady and just start your own life afresh. If you are in the company of somebody who is ever, you know, negative, cannot see anything good around, you know, that is grieving the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we have to, you know, it has to be intentional, that you have to propose in your mind that this company, this association, this place I'm going is not benefiting me. And God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. So you are to endeavor to live a life in the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have to do it. You know, it's hard sometimes, but we have to do it. There are some things that we need to deny ourselves from if we want God to be speaking to us. You understand? You cannot be watching, you know, there are some types of movie that you cannot watch and God will speak to you. It's not possible. You know, there are some things that you will say with your mouth and it's not possible that God will be speaking. So it has to be intentional. Let's quickly look at the book of 1 Corinthians 2. The book of 1 Corinthians 2. Chapter 2, verse 14.
Foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritual discerned.
Praise the Lord. Said, you know, as a Christian, you know, we have to live more for God, you know, not human opinion, you know. Christ, God's opinion counts more because as a child of God, the Holy Spirit dwelling, you don't, because people's opinion, just like we read last time, that there are some counsel that look good, but they are not taking you anywhere. So you have to forget, you have to be dead to people's opinion. We all remember there's this worldly musician who sang a song about the horse, the man, and what. We all remember, if we go back, just meditate on it, you know, there's nothing. So that is why it's very important to depend on God alone. There's nothing that you do that people will not see something to see. But when God is asking you to do something, once you hear, you desire to hear from God and God is speaking to you, you have to do what he says and forget about people's opinion. Human opinion, you know, will not take us anywhere. They may look good, you know, they may be stress-free. It will look good. You want to do it. It will be good to your body. It will answer the. It will do you good for the moment. But you have to look at the big time. You know, we are running a race. We should not forget that we are running a race of eternity, and God will take us there in Jesus' name. So listen, learn to listen for His voice, and not just His voice. So learn to listen. You know. If we are every time, we are always busy, no? We are always going from, there are some time that you just, even if you don't have, I was telling somebody yesterday, I said we have to cultivate the habit of resting, that even if you don't, if you are not feeling sleepy, just lie down on your couch and be still there, you know? We have to learn to do that. There are many things that we need to do. Sometimes my husband is always telling me that if you don't need to do anything at the same time, learn to slow down. You just be by yourself and, you know, separate yourself. Sometimes you just leave the kids alone. Just leave them. Separate yourself. That is the way God can speak to us, you know. If we are always everywhere, you know, there are a lot of distraction outside there. There are a lot of noise, you know. We have to learn to separate ourselves so that God will be able to speak to us. He said God wants to speak to you and make his counsel known to you because his opinion about your current situation and your current circumstance, you know. Lot of us, you know, most of us, we are going through phases in life. We are looking unto God for one thing or the other. We are looking unto to God for counsel, for direction. You know, we are asking God question. God, where will I go? Just like the men, they will be asking, where will my family be next year spiritually? The plan. So that is why it's very important, because if we listen to God counsel, it's not likely we make mistakes. It's not possible, because God is ever faithful, even when we are not faithful. See, in the light of this, you must ask to seek his opinion. Let's quickly look at 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. 1 Samuel.
Shall I pursue after the troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all.
Praise the Lord. And he did. He recovered everything. The wife that was taking the children, you know, we talk about this one in the house fellowship, you know. He asked God, you know. Last week I said some of us, it's not in vogue anymore. It's not in fashion. Asking God, you know, internet is the answer. Any problem, have you Googled it? Nobody is telling, please ask God. No, we need to slow down. We are all in the era of software. We need to slow down and ask God question. And I can tell you, as we slow down and ask him, he will definitely direct us in Jesus' name. Proverbs 3:5. Quickly look at the book of Proverbs 3:5.
Unto thy own understanding, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Thank you, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Is it, we should trust in the Lord, you know, in who? Not in friend. In the Lord, not our neighbors. Not in the community where you find yourself, in the Lord, because that is the only person who cannot disappoint. I can promise to do something for you, then maybe by 12 noon, I'll come back and tell you I can't do it again because my situation has changed. But it is impossible for God to do that. So that is why we should put all our trust in him. Friend will disappoint. Even between husband and wife, we disappoint at times. Sometimes the husband may ask you to do something. By the time you look at the workload on you, just call, please, I won't be able to do that. And God is not like that. So that is why it is very important that we trust on God. You know, just like the especially today is Father's Day, and I said I'm going to mention some things about the men too, you know. We need to trust completely on God, not our wives. You know, women, they can push to the wall. So you have to be still and trust God. God, what are you saying in this situation? You know, we women, we see things a lot. We are the one who is looking at, you know, everywhere. We are the one who is hearing things. So that is why, as a man, we have to cultivate the habit of, you know, be still, separate ourselves, and trust more on the Lord. And God will help us in Jesus' name. He says it is also crucial that you learn to be still and personalize your relationship with God. That is it. That's what I said before. I said apart from the whole Bible study in the house, that we have to, you know, separate time. Even if it is 1 hour, we have to separate time, you know, to personalize our relationship. You know, look at what the Bible says. Every man will give account. The Bible, that's why we have to be very careful. The Bible did not say every church. The Bible did not say every family. The Bible did not say every ethnic group or every community, every country. Say every man will give account of his or her work. That is talking about relationship, our relationship with God. We have to personalize it, you know. See yourself, you know, in, you know, just like we had this morning. The pastor says God does not bless individual in group, that God blesses individual. It's not group, it's not community. This is personal thing that we have to do. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Do not be like the people who can only meet God in the crowd or in the social function. Like I always tell us, some of us today, we have our Bible here. I can assure you till next week, we are not going to open the Bible anymore. Am I right? It has happened to me before. We bring the Bible. Some of us, on Saturday, there are some lot of Bibles. We see them around here. We leave them. So it's me. We have some of us. We have many Bibles. We just leave it. Some of us, since we've prayed here till Sunday again, or maybe we just do the little one in our car. Just like I said earlier on, that we cannot use God as an errand boy. Anytime you leave your house without praying, that is a wasted day. You cannot, get into your car. You run into trouble. Maybe you didn't look and you just crossed the line. Say, hey, Lord, no. You have to commit, before you go out in the morning, you have to ask God to go out with you. You cannot just, when you run in trouble, just like when our children, when they are in trouble, they call us. No, we cannot treat God like that. It's not like that. We have to, it has to be, make effort. It requires effort. It's not easy, but we can do it. What we need to do is to ask God for the grace to pray in the morning before we leave. Cannot just rush, rush in and rush out like that. It doesn't work. I've been there before. It's not a good life, that you see many things. Time is running. And the devil knows. That's why we are always busy every time. He knows that if we separate time to pray, God is going to talk to us. He's not going to be able to steal from us. He's not going to be able to kill us. He's not be able to destroy. So that is why he knows. That's why we're always running a very tight schedule. We don't sit down and say, this is time for my own personal evangelism apart from the family. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at the Genesis 12, 1 to 3. We're talking about men hearing from God as well. We need to hear from God too, but as a head, you need to be in the position where God will constantly speak to us so that it will help us to direct our family. All the things we see in the community, it start from our family, because it is our people who will be the president. Our people will be in the parliament. It is all started from the family. So that is why it's very important to build a strong family. And God will help us in Jesus' name. If you are there before me, Genesis 12, 1 to 3. I want somebody in the house to read.
People and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran.
Praise the Lord. You see, ask him to leave. He did. Though he took Lot, you know what happened after that. But he did, Just somebody who has lived in somewhere like for 70 years, you know, as the person to move, where he's known, where everything has worked for him, He did. It was difficult. But as difficult as it was, he did. And what happens? We do our own part. God is said to bless us. We look and say, I will bless you. When God speaks to us and we do it, the benefit of it is the blessing that will come. So it's very important that we look at the benefits, not look at the distress. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at Joshua 24:15, encouraging the men in the house. Joshua 15. I want somebody in the house to read. 24:15. Probably.
If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
That is Joshua. You know, God has spoken to Joshua. Joshua has received the revelation. Say, the bottom line of it, as for me and my house, you know, I used to talk to people who call themselves single parents. I said to them, I said, where do you want to start from as a single parent? I said, don't you? And they are Christian. No, I used to talk to the ones that are Christian. I said, have you not read your Bible? How don't you know that God has put the fear of the father in a family? How can you call yourself a single mom? I said, because you want to have things in your own way. You don't want to listen to anybody. You don't want to be any under somebody's authority. Even you are not even God's authority, because that is the word of God. That's what God says. And you say you are a single. I said, there's nothing like a single parent in the Bible. I said, why will you call yourself that name? Why will you knowingly? You know, I said, there are some things that you can do that will not make you a single parent. You know, we have to decide. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Any contribution, question, because of our time? Anybody who wants to say something? We are encouraging dads with encouragement from Genesis 12, 1 and 1 to 3. Joshua 24, 15. The whole matter of it is that as for me and my house. So we have to be in the position where God will speak to us. Most especially the men. Even women too, we need to. Because sometimes, you know, God will tell us things. When you pray together, you know, God will tell you things. But you have to listen to and make sure that we are doing it God's way, not our own way. Any question?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think it's worth emphasizing that it is not enough to listen to God. You must listen for his voice. There is a distinction between the two. Listening to him and listening for him. In other words,
one is a deliberate action to make sure that you're actually listening, because as we read, as it's in the bulletin, God has opinion about your current situation. God has opinion about the way you are living your life. God has opinion. He has something to say about that thing that you want to do. He definitely has something to say, you know, about your lifestyle, about your attitude to his things. So you cannot say that God hasn't got something to say. He has something to say. So, but it must be us who deliberately listen for his voice. Listen for what he has to say. You know, listen for the instruction he has to give us. That is very important. It's not just saying, oh, I didn't hear from God. No, we must be deliberate in seeking to hear from him. That is very crucial. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Shall we pray, please? Almighty Father, we thank you once again for what we have had this morning. Father, we receive new grace to do the things of the kingdom. We receive new grace, O Lord, to listen to your still voice. We receive new grace, O Lord, to be doers of your word. Father, we receive new strength, O Lord, even as the men in the house, O Lord, that we'll be able to hear, separate ourselves, and listen and do what you ask us to do in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.